With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is downplaying the sharing of Yemen attack plans to a group chat that included a journalist. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluckston.
Democrats and Republicans alike criticized the incident as a serious national security breach, but the president called it the only glitch in 2 months of his administration. He claimed on NBC News that it didn't turn out to be a serious matter, and he expressed confidence in his national security advisor. Earlier this month, the editor-in-chief for The Atlantic received details of a U.S. military attack in a secure messaging app 2 hours before the airstrikes began. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Doge takes a look at public broadcasting today.
PBS and NPR officials are set to appear before the House Doge subcommittee today as they prepare for questions about federal support for public broadcasting. The pair, along with their respective local stations, are funded through an over $500 million appropriation provided by Congress through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Both PBS and NPR have been slammed for their far-left programming while being funded by American taxpayers.
That's Tayshia Stevens. The Trump administration will be allowed to suspend approval of new refugees.
Under the order, refugees who were conditionally approved before President Trump took office must still be processed. Melissa Keeney, an attorney with the International Refugee Assistance Project, says tens of thousands of refugees will still have the opportunity to restart their lives in the United States. Trump's executive order said the program would be suspended because communities taxed by record levels of immigration can't absorb large numbers of migrants. The court sided with President Trump and the Department of Justice and narrowed a decision by a judge in Seattle. The panel pointed to a 2018 Supreme Court decision that upheld the president's travel ban during his first term that targeted mostly Muslim countries. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is SRN News. Faith-based groups are among those still providing relief to survivors from January's wildfires near Los Angeles.
Weeks after the devastating fires, the Salvation Army and Habitat for Humanity remain on the front lines offering assistance. The faith-based groups have joined the American Red Cross and other organizations in establishing a multi-agency resource center that provides critical support to wildfire survivors.
Last week, the Trump administration terminated at least 68 grants focused on LGBTQ health questions. The canceled grants totaled nearly $40 million, though some of the money had already been spent. Most of the grants were in some way related to sexual minorities, including research focused on HIV prevention. A Health and Human Services spokesman said that the agency does remain dedicated to upholding what it's calling evidence-based science on the LGBTQ health questions. This is SRN News. Hit any potholes lately?
The American Society of Civil Engineers says the state of U.S. infrastructure has improved, although just a bit. The report card, released every 4 years, gives the country a C grade. While that may be mediocre, it's better than the string of D's and rare C minuses issued previously. However, the group warns that if more robust spending of recent years isn't maintained or even increased, recent gains could be lost, hiking costs over the long term. Rich Thomason, Washington.
An international agency reports the installation of renewable energy worldwide hit a record high last year, with 92.5% of all new electricity brought online coming from the sun, wind, or other renewable resources. Today's report from the International Renewable Energy Agency says nearly two-thirds of the new renewable electricity generated last year took place in China. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.